Ichud HaMaaseh, Yud Aleph. Yeah, don't ask me where we were doing and where we were holding, because I'm not sure. Just 1 second, give me a second. Oh, in Perek Daled, he started off by explaining the three things. That's what we started with that. So maybe let's do that again. The three agorim that cause a person not to makaven when he's doing avodas Hashem, to do it l'shem shemayim. So that's the subject. We're trying to achieve a state where we're doing whatever we're doing, our avodas Hashem, we're doing it l'shem shemayim, and not for other external reasons. Again, you have to know that this is not the place to start. You don't start doing what you have to do to Shem Shemayim, because the bottom line is you won't do it. Oh, it's such a cute story yesterday. One of the Bochrim in Tifrach came to the Rosh Yeshiva and told him that he's got a problem with Gaiva. The problem with Gaiva. He wants help in how to deal with Gaiva. Rosh Yeshiva said to him in Yiddish, it sounds cuter, but I'll say it in English. Without Gaiva, you wouldn't get out of bed in the morning. Means what's getting out of bed in the morning, getting into the shtin, and what's getting you learning and davening is your gaiva. So in the meantime, don't get rid of your gaiva, because otherwise you won't get out of bed in the morning. You'll be a gornish. You'll be a nobody. It means in Achinami, we're learning about, and we're becoming sensitized, and we're thinking when we're doing things about the Shem Shemaims or whatever. But if you don't have a good vested interest, you don't have a good lo lishmo, you're not going to get anything done. You're just not going to get there, you know. Rav Aaron Leib, I might have told the story before, yeah, but Rav Aaron Leib, Rav Sirotsky, you know, Sirotsky's got a whole empire of kollelim and yeshivas, and the guy's unbelievable. I mean, he's just like, he's a machine. Yeah, Rosh Yeshiva, and he's just like, he's unbelievable. So he was very close to Rav Aaron Leib. So once Rav Aaron Leib said to him, tell me, a beautiful picture of the two of them laughing together. Rav Aaron Leib said to him, tell me something, how much of what you're doing is L'shem Shemayim, and how much is it L'shem Sirotsky? So he said to him with a smile on his face, it's about 90% to Shem Sirotsky and about 10% to Shem Shemayim. Rav Aaron Leib said to him, Chaval, that it's not 100% to Shem Sirotsky, we'd have 20 more kollelim. So it's cute, it's funny, but it's true. The halacha, the Gemara, it's a din in the Gemara, really, the Rambam brings it down. So we want to come to the lishmo, there's no question. We want to come to the Yichud HaMaisa. Why do we want to get there? But you can't start there. If you start there, you won't get anywhere. You just won't move. You start slowly, the same as in all the other areas, the same as in Shara Bechin and Shara Betochen and Shara Avodas Elokim. You have to extract little bits and pieces where you can to start growing it, the seed. But we never go away ultimately from having some kind of a lo lishmo. Hopefully it gets more sophisticated. It's dangerous. You have to be careful. No one says not. And we want to get to the lishmo. If you never want to get to the lishmo, you'll never get there. We have to learn, and we have to become more and more sensitized and more aware of this aspect that we're doing things that we're trying to do it because of Hashem. But at the same time, if you want to do anything meaningful in this world, you need to have a lo lishmo as well. Otherwise, you just don't get going. Again, we have to see as we go through. We have to pick up and see what's going on here. But let's not forget those two nakudas. Okay. So Shleishut Dvarim, Goyimim Adam Lo Las is as Avodas Hashem L'Shem Shemayim. There are three things that prevent a person from doing what he's doing L'Shem Shemayim. Goyim Echadu, Ben Adam Meivim Es Elokim Ves Es Tuvoy. Person doesn't recognize Hashem, doesn't understand Hashem, he doesn't recognize His goodness. He forgot what we learned in Shara Bechina. Klaima, Shalom Haim and Shalakim Kol Yochel. That's the first thing. Hashem's Kol Yochel. Vuhu Levodoy Manig Es HaOlam. And He alone conducts the world. There's no independent forces in the world. Hashem runs the world. However, sometimes difficult that is to deal with, and however many kashas we may have on that concept, there's the famous kasha. Why does Paro get punished? Hashem's running the world. Paro's just a stick. Why does he get punished? Because Paro's a rosha and Paro did what he shouldn't have done. That means klape Hashem and him, there's a cheshbon. But klape us, there's no Paro. Klape us, Paro's a stick that Hashem's holding. Okay, big questions. The Rambam and all the Rishonim grapple with those questions. That about Hashem's the only manik of the world. And he only does good, which is also hard to swallow. We saw that at the beginning of Shara Bechina. One of the things that prevents a person from being boichin in the Bria and seeing the goodness of Hashem is the so-called bad things that happen to people. We've all got so-called bad things happening to all of us. We've all gone through experiences, going through experiences, horrific stories, terrible, terrible stuff that we have to absorb. So think of the average kid today and what he has to live with, the amount of death and destruction and suffering and pain that people have to think about on a day-to-day basis. Okay, that's a challenge, but that prevents a person from doing things the same to mine. I'm not sure how this prevents us. We'll have to see. He's just stating a fact. We have to see how he's going to explain it at length, how these things prevent us from doing things like Hashem Shemayim. The second one is we don't understand Hashem and his mitzvahs and his Torah. We don't understand his mitzvahs, we don't understand his Torah. Okay? I could still do it to Hashem Shemayim. I don't understand tefillin, but I'm putting on tefillin because Hashem Shemayim. Hashem told me to do it. I have no other vested interest what at all. Just because I don't understand Torah's tefillin, just understand mitzvah's tefillin. Why can't I do that to Hashem Shemayim? Why else are you putting on tefillin? You're putting on tefillin for some vested interest. What's the vested interest? You get covered for that? Someone's paying you. What exactly are you putting on tefillin for? Okay, so maybe I'm putting out because I want the schar. Maybe I'm putting out because I don't want the oinesh. Okay, those are already sophisticated lolishmos. Not sure why not understanding the mitzvah prevents me from doing the mitzvah l'shem shemayim. Then if you get that, if that's quite clear. The thoughts that the Yetzirah brings upon a person's mind. You see, there is such a thing. The Yetzirah put thoughts into our head. You're not chay for those thoughts. When we take hold of those thoughts and we run with those thoughts, then we get into trouble. But the thoughts that the Yetzirah pops into your head, it's the Yetzirah. What are these hirurim that the Yetzer is putting onto our mind? He makes us love this world and distances us from the hishtadlus laman olam haba. Again, I don't see that's a problem. For sure the Yetzer does it, but I don't see, well, that's an intrinsic problem in doing what I'm doing to change my mind. The Yetzirah gets me thinking about Olam Hazeh and ignoring the importance of Olam Haba. But when I do a mitzvah, I could still do the mitzvah L'shem Shemayim. Well, why? It means that you'll never do mitzvah L'shem Shemayim calls man that you, I'm not sure. The first one I can hear a little bit, but the other two, I don't see why those are issues. I don't deny that. Not understanding Hashem and his Torah and his mitzvah, for sure that's a problem. An ongoing problem. It's an unsolvable problem because no matter how much you understand, there's always more to understand. Okay. But I don't see why that prevents the lishmo, and I'm not sure that's firstly the last one. Just because the Yetzirah is putting in your mind and he's distracting you about Olam Haba and he's not letting you that to when I do something to Shem Shemayim, do to Shem Shemayim. Don't know. I'm not sure. So since we don't understand, and he picks up that we have a problem, he tells us, and now I'm going to explain why each one of these things will prevent you from serving Hashem L'Shem Shemayim. Because it's not apparent. The lack of understanding about Hashem and his goodness and that he's called Yochel and he only does good, causes this, every Eved who doesn't recognize the abilities of the master, he doesn't serve the master in the inner recess of his heart, ורק עצה עבד שמכיר את יכולת אדונו ויודע כי ביודע לעשות לו טוב ורע, הוא שעבד לו בקנות בליבו. Only somebody understands the power of the master and recognizes that the master can do whatever he wants to him, good or bad, life and death, he can do whatever he wants to him. He serves the master with a humbled heart. Okay. The other master, I'm not sure how that clicks back into the nimshul level again. Just because I don't recognize all the power of the master, why can't I? And how did Bekinus Liboy get into this? We're talking about doing it to Shem Shemayim. Where does a humbled, lowly heart, a humbled heart, self-effacing heart, how has that come to what's it got to do with Lishmo? So he'll explain the nimshul now a little bit. Again, I'm not lo boruli. Bechenu gam binyoneinu. Mi sheinu makir es elokim kishu oise pu'ule shel avodas Hashem. When a person doesn't recognize Hashem, so he comes to do a pu'ule, he comes to do an action of avodas Hashem. Kavanoise lo avod b'kach rach et bnei ha'odom shu mefachet mehem u mekave lehafik mehem toeles. That's a very powerful statement, eh? When a person who doesn't recognize Hashem, he comes to do a avodas Hashem, he comes to do a pula, some action in avodas Hashem, his kavani is only rak to serve people, other people, because he's scared of them, and he has some intention of getting some benefit from them. Kach shu oivir es bnei adam v'lo es mi shu baro isom. Therefore, he's serving people and not the one who created those people. He doesn't recognize Hashem's abilities. And that means when a person's serving Hashem and he doesn't recognize the call Yochol of Hashem, he's looking over his shoulder to see what he's doing now, how he can get some benefit from other people out of what he's doing now. Because he doesn't recognize that whatever he needs, he can get from Hashem. You know, no one can help you, no one can hurt you without Hashem. That's a powerful statement. When he serves, when he doesn't recognize Hashem, he's doing an avoider, pool of avoiders Hashem. He's doing it only doing it because he wants to get something from some other person out there. Nifla. I think about that for a long time in my own avoiders Hashem. Like, what are you talking about? When I'm putting on tefillin, I'm really not trying to get anything from anybody. Putting on tefillin is avodas Hashem, I guess, no? It's a mitzvah. I mean, I don't recognize the kol yochol of Hashem. I mean, intellectually, I understand he's infinite, he can do everything. Well, it's not internalized. But when I put on tefillin, I'm not trying to get anything from anybody else. I'm not asking anyone to live. Everyone's got tefillin on. If you're davening in a minyan, you only got wearing tefillin, so fine. Maybe, you know, you want people to think what a big tzaddik you are because you only got putting on tefillin. But we are davening, everyone's wearing tefillin if they're over the mitzvah. So I'm not trying to impress anyone. I'm not trying to get anything from anybody any law. I don't know about you. I mean, someone tell me, I'm just using tefillin as an example. There are the examples. Could be a guy sitting and learning and he's trying to get covered or pose. There's certain things, but I mean, there's some pu'ulas we do that they are not. Rak. Serving as Bnei Adam. I'm not interested in Bnei Adam because I put on tefillin. Hello there. I don't know if you go, I don't know what you think about that. I'm interested to hear your input about that. I don't know. For sure, I'm not saying not. There are plenty of things that we do because we want something from people. Whether it's covered or a favor or whatever it is. You're doing a certain mitzvah, you're doing a certain avodas Hashem, and you're hoping people will notice. You're hoping people will help you because they think you're such a tzaddik. Whatever, lo b'shaneh, but there's plenty that we do that's not like that. So I don't see why it says rak. If you don't recognize Hashem, you'll never ever do something with the kavanah only to get benefit from other people. What happens when you Eved Hashem in the recess of you eat a meal on your own in your bed? You're on your own in your bed. There's no one there. So what benefit are you trying to get out of people? Because then I'm not doing it Hashem Shemaim. I'm not doing it Lishmo because I want reward for it. I don't want to get punished for it between me and Hashem. Okay, there I am. There I am. But he doesn't say that. He says, if you don't recognize Hashem, you're only trying to get, when you do an avoidance Hashem, you're trying to get something from another man. Any lawyer there? Lawyer there. You have to ask. Tzarichi and God will have to ask somebody who knows more what he's trying to get at here. I don't know what he's driving at. She called me, she said, I don't know. Lawyer of Donu Bidiboy. We have do me, she said, I don't know if he's born in his head. Him yas me, she said, you're there, said, if he was there. Kavanos, so by Kavanos, me, she year of you, cover me, Adam Bilvat. Yeah, he says it. He says, you school, he's above. He says, Bilvat. He's serving man, he's not serving a shell. But there's any day of a lot makir in your noise. Again, I don't know what he means by Nyona either. Okay. There's what to think about here. Vaita. Basiba Zoo, you know, he goes off on a tangent here a little bit. Seem tangent. Obviously, it's not a tangent, but he seems to step out of off our screens anyway. The worshippers of waste matter, the Baalei Avodah Zarah, the lack of knowing, of knowledge of Hashem, that's what brings them to the Avodah Zarah committee. Because they don't get Hashem, they don't recognize Hashem. So they attribute to their God, to their Avodah Zarahs, the ability to do them toivara. What's it savua? Is telling me that someone who's Oyved Avodah Zarah has advantages over the person that's serving Hashem lo lishmo? There it is. Was on second. Ah, okay, got it. Yes. There's an Oyved Kim who serves Hashem Lishem Shemaim, Lishem Lishmo. Then there's one who does it. He doesn't because he's trying to get attention. He's trying to get other people to look at him. He's trying to get benefit from other people, yeah? But he's serving Hashem. He's doing it because he wants to get, he's not really serving Hashem. He's serving people, but looks like he's serving Hashem, but he's doing it to the Lord Lishmo. He's trying to get benefit from other people, yeah? And then there's the person who serves idol worship. It says the idol worship has four advantages over the Oved Elohim, who's doing it because he wants to flatter people, he wants to get the other the advantages from people through his Avodas Elohim. I mean, the Avodah Zarah has four advantages over somebody who's doing what he's doing for the wrong reasons. He's serving man. This is going to be interesting, yeah? There's a part of Avodah Zarah. He's on a higher level than a guy who's serving Hashem, just not doing at least more. So let's see what that looks like. Yisrael Echadu. The Avodah Zarah, who lived where there was no Nevuah, yeah, like us. Einu mezehe al kach, al yedei novi, hamochiach lo, he's not warned by the Navi who comes and brings proofs and brings signs and wonders and miracles to show this Baal Avodah Zorah, like Eliyahu did by Har HaKamel, did miracles, to show him that his hashkafas are krum. Abu Makayim's Torah said, Lokim l'shem tziyos, this person who serves Hashem, he keeps the Torah because he wants to get people to good for him. Humuzar al kach, he's been warned. That this Torah that he received, mitzvah lo la'avid es Elokim levadoi. Umaziru isoi loy la'avid luzulosoi. No, I don't get that. Now I'm really confused. What did he just say? The advantage that the Baal Avodah Zorah has, meaning he's less culpable because he doesn't have a Navi to tell him. He doesn't have a Navi to warn him through signs and wonders to tell him that what he's doing is wrong. Your scoffers are cruel. The guy who's serving Hashem, but really not serving Hashem, he's serving Hashem because he wants to get side benefits from other people. He's been warned in the Torah. He doesn't need a Navi. So he's more culpable. He's been warned in the Torah not to serve anyone other than Hashem. But I don't get it. And the Baal Avodah Zorah wasn't warned in the Torah also that he shouldn't. It was only because the Navi came along and told him, Avodah Zorah is already in Chumash. I'd have to wait for Navi. Well, was he less culpable? Yeah, well, I didn't have a Navi to tell me not to worship Avodah Zorah. You, but it was written in the Torah not to serve other people. What are you doing? It's not written in the Torah not to serve idols. It's in the Ten Commandments. No, Elohim Acherim, Afanai. So mamash, now I'm really baffled. How's that an advantage? I can't tie I don't have a Navi to mochiach me. What do you mean? It's written in the Torah. But a guy's out there in India and he's davening to stones and doing whatever he's doing, he's fine because the Navi never came to India and told him to stop doing that. But the Torah never told him, only told me. I'm pleading ignorantly. I learned a maurot there.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's very hard to understand.
He got the Torah, and he's warned not to see anybody else. The Baal Avodah Zorah, he hasn't got a Navi to tell him what to do, but he also got the Torah. Well, if they are Baal, why was Eliyahu so worried about them? If they are Baal, they weren't going. They were Jews. He went to them and he said, what are you doing? Either serve Hashem or serve. You can't serve both. They had a Navi to warn them, but they had a Torah also. There wasn't a couple Torah. So, Kasha, big Kasha. Oh, got a lot to take to the Rav this week. I've got plenty to discuss. Go stick my head in the lion's den and get kicked a little out a little bit for someone who knows what he's talking about. Tov. We've got time for one more. Hope we'll understand one thing tonight. I'm sorry, I warned you, we just got through on it. But I mean, these questions are fairly obvious. So they're not, you know, to be really eager to ask this question. These are positive questions. He's not a shenu. David Elalim, David, the Dover, Shainu Mamre Es Elohim. The guy who's worshipping idols doesn't serve anything that's Mamre, that's rebelling against God. Aber Makayim is a Torah. The Makayim is Torah Selokim. Mitech Tzvius means trying to get Hanifa, trying to flatter people. Oived lemisha mamre Selokim, ulemisha einu mamre Selokim. Shalom is chesed with nekol adam. Veini mutzade korosha. When you're serving an idol, the idol's not rebelling against Hashem. The person worshiping God is rebelling against Hashem, but the idol itself is not rebelling against Hashem. You're worshiping something that's not anti-Hashem. Okay? But if you're serving Hashem because you're trying to get your vested interests, so then you're serving people that do rebel against Hashem and people that don't rebel against Hashem. You're doing what you're doing because you're trying to get things out of other people. Those other people might be tzaddikim, they might be rishayim. My friend Ken, the Baal Avodah Zorah is what he's being oivet, not him. Not he's avoided, but what he's being oivet means that the model, the for the people that you're worshipping when you're doing the Avodah Hashem, they're not intrinsically evil, those things. They're just whatever they think. They don't have any. Interesting. Yeah, the stuff's very interesting. When someone's worshipping an idol, the idol's not evil intrinsically. The idol's inanimate. So therefore, he's not worshipping something that is intrinsically evil. But Shain Kane, the person who's serving people, like we said above, he's not serving Hashem, he's serving people. He's looking around to make sure that people, he can get what he wants from these people. He wants his toiv, he wants to get from people. So some of those people could be tzaddik and could be Rishayim. So the Baal Avodah has an advantage because what he's worshipping is not intrinsically evil. But then again, when you're worshipping people, you'll find plenty of people that are evil. Interesting. Let me just finish off the four quickly, and then we'll at least we won't stop in the middle, and we'll be able to hopefully we'll have some clarity next week. The third advantage is David Elohim Elohim. Someone was worshipping idols. He only worships one idol. I'm not sure it said Menashe worshipped every idol in the book. He was screaming out to all the psalim when he was burning in the copper pot there. Maybe it means at the time that he's worshipping one idol, he's only worshipping one idol. When he's finished with him, he moves on to the next one. Right? And Ken, when a person's doing, if that's what he means, I don't know, otherwise I don't understand. But these are loyal Baal Avodah Zorahs. He's only got his one Getchka, and that's all he worships. Terach Sfar had a whole business there. He had a whole factory producing Getchkas or whatever. The guys were really loyal. They only had one particular idol. I understood that Menashe, but Yisro as well. Yisro worshipped every idol in the book. So I'm not sure what he means. But could be, if I'm right, that means at the time that he's doing the Avodah, he's only worshipping one God at the time. He's not worshipping three gods at the same time. Whereas somebody who's Eved Hashem, so to speak, because he wants to flatter, he wants to get from other people, there's no limit to how many people he's being Eved when he does that Maisa. Maybe that's what he means. I don't know. And the fourth advantage is Kovet Akim Ein Deyose HaKoizves Nelomus Mipnei Adam. Well, you know what? Stop there because it's too long. So we have to come back and do this again. All right. We have to get these four things. Okay, so we Baruch Hashem, we were Yotzi the Chiyuv of being curious because there's a lot of curious things going on in this Tikkul Chavis of Abbas. Okay. Tov, I'll leave you guys to do some homework. I'll try and do some homework. And hopefully we get some clarity of Ezrat Hashem because right now I'm a bit confused.
That's all from your first question. No, it's from the first question. It's the same point. I think if we get that point clear, then it will make more sense. Correct. But just
not hot. No, I agree. That hit me straight away. That's hard.
Because okay. You're right. It's a lot of food for thought.
Okay, Raboisa. Jonathan, enjoy Johannesburg being empty. I'm sure everybody's fled from there.
It's fantastic. Already. Everyone's gone. It's quiet.
It's the best time of the year for me. Everybody used to leave. I used to be the only person left in Johannesburg. It was great.
But a lot more people are here this year. I think it was a bit tough. It's been tough. Everyone's struggling.
Struggling. And also, people don't have a head. People know what's going on in Israel or whatever. I spoke to a few people.
Yeah, it's very hard to go away.
Holiday when all this stuff's going on. Eh? Okay.
It's very hard to go away with everything going on. But, you know,
you have to look after yourself.
You have to, exactly. It's your status. You're not going away to go on holiday. You're going away to have a break so you can continue.
No, you have to. I think about it every day. There's nowhere to go in Israel. So, and to go to Chutz Laaretz right now, it's not on the perek. So we have to find other ways. Anyway.
He's good. That's good for tonight. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Take good care, my friend. Be blessed.
You too, Ralph. Take care. Bye.